What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app on your phone and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Indeed Sponsor Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsor Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
Welcome to the radio program. The latest with Iran is that we have total control over absolutely everything. We have control over everything. They're trying to act like they have control over something. But according to our ships, I almost said ships on the ground. That doesn't make any sense. Ships in the sea. That is not the case. And so Iran, really, I think, with just a little bit more of a push, and I know that that's what everybody's going for, just with a little bit more of a push, we'll have maybe, it's like warfare without firing a single shot. So we're going to dive into that. Also, WNBA, did you guys see what happened over the weekend? You saw Cantor Freedom. Enes Kanter, who went to Chicago where Fever were playing, and he was there wearing a basic scientific t-shirt. A basic scientific t-shirt that said a female or a woman is an adult human female. And he was kind of courtside, he was courtside technically, right? He was right there enough to where Natasha Cloud saw him. And Natasha Cloud is the player that got all up, tried to get all up in his face. She needs to be playing the game and not paying attention. If you're paying attention to the people in the stands, you're not playing well enough. You're not playing hard enough. And so he ended up, I think there's video of this. Let's watch the video if you're watching the simulcast, the video of this.
Not sure we can do it.
Oh, we can't because we'll get fined. Yeah. Oh, we can't show the bitches in the league because we'll get fined. Yeah, we can't. We'll get in trouble because it's a copyright thing. We can't show you. So
is
you can just imagine.
Is 14 something we can play? Can we do that? Yeah. All right. I hope we don't get dinged here. All right. Let's do this.
I mean, instead of watching the video, there we go. Let's play this. Yeah. Here he is getting escorted out.
So the woman's upset about the definition.
Who is the hobbit that's walking around? What I want to know. Who is that person walking around? No clue. But he got in trouble. They're perp walking him out. For what? Because he wore a t-shirt that Natasha Cloud lost her mind over. Natasha Cloud lost her mind over a t-shirt. I don't even know who Natasha Cloud is until she acted like trash. And when she acted like trash, I guess, you know, this is unwatchable. They are making this unwatchable trash. Who wants to sit here and watch a game when the players are trying to, you know what, if you're politicking, all Sophie Cunningham did was literally answer a question from an ESPN reporter. And then it went crazy from there. It went nuts from there. So she answered this question from an ESPN reporter, and then it blew up, and everyone now is trying to claim she's MAGA or she's this or she's that. Oh my gosh, she sang a country song at a bar after a game. Everybody freak out. It's like a Rorschach test, really. So Enes Kanter Freedom gets marched out because his shirt said woman, noun, adult female human. And Natasha started, apparently after Sophie Cunningham, shot a three-pointer. He put his hands up to celebrate, and Natasha Cloud started screaming at him and said, she's not going to sleep with you, etc. Natasha Cloud, who, if she was a great player, would be so locked in at the game, she wouldn't know what anybody was wearing. The fact that this broad is paying more attention to what people are wearing courtside than she is to the game is everything that's wrong with why these players don't get as much attention as Sophie Cunningham and Caitlin Clark. That's ridiculous. And then to make an ass of herself like that on the court, why doesn't she, here's a question. Let me ask you this, Steve. Couldn't she get fined for acting like that on the court or get penalized?
I mean, if she's cussing out fans, she's going to get like popped for that because it's, you know, unsportsmanlike or womanlike.
Yeah. It's unsportswomanlike. Or, I mean, unsportspersonlike. And that's all it was. He was just wearing that shirt. And apparently she can't focus enough on her game that she couldn't play past it. I just think if you can't lock in and focus, how many times do we see, whether it's in soccer, whether it's in football, whether it's, for crying out loud, skiing, track and field, everybody else locks in and they just play regardless of what's happening on the side. But here, she immediately, like laser focused, got so mad. And by the way, when he stood up, because I don't have any other way to put it, his wingspan, dude. Right. When he stood up, his arms were the length of one of them broads on the court. So if anybody has any questions as to why men can't play in women's basketball, Inez Kanter Freedom just demonstrated it by wearing a t-shirt courtside. Here's maybe they should just kick all the women out of the WNBA. I'm about there. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they wanted their female league. Just kick all the women out. Just kick them all out at this point. Because this is, how is this even a game? This is just Natasha Cloud being a bigot. Someone said she's just jealous because Cantor's the best female basketball player in history and she sucks compared to him, right? I mean, true story, he's way better than she is. This is also asinine. I just can't even believe. By the way, the chick who was screaming at Inez Kanter is the same player who went off about Charlie Kirk and said, quote, he lobbied to be shot in public. He literally called for public execution. So Natasha Cloud was championing the killing of Charlie Kirk. I'm just saying, if she got beaten down and her extensions ripped out on the court, I wouldn't shed a tear. That's all I'm saying. This is just ridiculous. This is not a league. Look at how these women compare to the men. The men's league, you don't see this drama off court like this, do you? I don't see this drama off court, do you? I don't see it. This is ridiculous. It's just embarrassing. And it's embarrassing because it's playing into every single stereotype about women. I mean, every single stereotype, it's playing into it. It's playing into every single one. It's just ridiculous. He lobbied to be shot in public. He literally called. She tweeted this at 5:19 p.m. on September 12th of 2025. So this is what the WNBA is. At this point, just kick all the men out. Just kick all the men out and or the women out and let the men play if that's what they feel so strongly about. So the other thing, too, is that it is Economic D-Day. That's what is being unveiled today. We're going to look at some of what this could potentially be. Iran's currency also dropped to a record low. This is reported this morning. Were we even measuring it? Was that even something to measure? Honestly. So the tactic being implemented by Scott Bessent, we're apparently going after everything. And it's also interesting because it's testing this whole move, and we'll talk to Stephen Yates about this. This is also testing China, because imagine if we're exerting economic pressure on Tehran. I don't really think, I mean, what is China going to do? China can't do anything without exposing themselves further. We're going to discuss all of this and more. Plus, also on deck, Huey Long and the continued discussion on post-liberalism, which is going to be the subject as we get after, like when we get around midterms, and particularly after midterms, that's going to be the subject. So we're going to get into that and so much more, because that's one of the things that the VP had invoked over the weekend. Was talking about Huey Long, and I just feel like, oh, I remember learning about Huey Long in college. Let's maybe, or in school, let's maybe like revisit this. The folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends over at Super Beats. You guys know the company human behind Super Beats. This is the most trusted beat brand in the market for very good reason, right? One of the reasons is that it was founded at a UT's Health Science Center. They were doing research focused on blood flow and nitric oxide. And what they discovered is that obviously healthy blood flow supports heart health, healthy blood pressure, circulation, daily energy. And this is what the Super Beats Chews do. It's clinically studied ingredients shown to deliver nearly 2 times more effective blood pressure support than diet and exercise alone. They have a new flavor. It's watermelon. It is so good. Limited edition, though. When it's gone, it is gone. Number one beat brand for 10 straight years. Trusted by more doctors, pharmacists, and cardiologists than any other. Visit human.com/Dana today to get a free 30-day supply before they sell out. Human.com/Dana.
This is the Jonas Brothers from Hey Jonas.
We love our pets, and we want to be smart about our pets. PetSmart keeps finding ways to help pet parents like us be smarter about pet parenthood.
What's great is that PetSmart helps us plan for everything we can and prepare for everything we can't. Life gets busy, especially when we're traveling or out on tour. So it's nice having options.
You can set up auto ship for your pet's essentials so you never run out of their favorites. It's one less thing to worry about. Or if you need something last minute, you can stop by your local PetSmart, order online, and pick up in-store in 2 hours or less for free. Or even get free same-day delivery.
We've been spending a little extra time at PetSmart lately because we just welcomed a hamster into the family. Between River the hamster and our 2 dogs, it's been really easy to grab everything we need in one place, from food and treats to toys and habitat supplies. It just makes life as a pet parent a little easier.
PetSmart, they've got the smartest solutions to any pet need, anytime, anywhere.
Shop in store or online at PetSmart.com. PetSmart, anything for pets.
This is how eBay Live usually goes. You tune into a stream just to browse. Then something rare pops up for a total steal, like a vintage handbag or a rookie baseball card. The bids start flying and browsing quickly turns into, I have to have this. And guess what? You win. And it's a rush because everyone else wanted it too, but you got it. On eBay Live, you don't just watch the action, you're in it. Download the eBay app to watch live and shop live. eBay Live. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, this is funny. You never, for all the discussion about the churches that are in Gaza, you didn't hear about this from Podcastistan. A Catholic church was vandalized in Jaffa. Actually, I've walked past this church. I have photos of this church. Jaffa is a historic city that's right next to Tel Aviv. And it was St. Anthony of Padua in Jaffa. And apparently several statues were smashed. Crosses were broken. Do you know who did it? A Muslim man. A Muslim man in his late 20s is the individual who did it. That's probably why you didn't hear anything about it in the news. A judge denied Carmelo Anthony's appeal for a new trial in the killing of Austin Metcalf. The new trial they were requesting for the murder of Metcalf after his new defense team, they demanded it in the wake of his conviction earlier this summer. But Judge Michael Chitty rendered his decision Saturday after testimony went far into the evening on Friday. So they said, no, not going to happen. Which, I mean, why would there be one at this point? I mean, I get it that they want to try to prevent him from... But you should have thought about that. I mean, honestly, I mean, we could go back to the start of this whole saga. Paramount hits back. So lefty actor Mark Ruffalo went on this insane rant against the Warner Brothers merger, and Paramount hit back at him. And it was pretty crazy. It's this $110 billion merger, and they're saying he was accusing them of crushing workers, et cetera, et cetera. And he went into a whole bunch of stuff. He started talking about apartheid and genocide. This is the guy who wore the red-handed button. You remember the bloody-handed button that him and Billie Eilish wore? And one of the reasons that they wore it, if you remember, that's... I can't believe that he wore that on the red carpet, but he did. This goes back to... It was the Artists for Ceasefire. That was the group, right? This is when you had a group of Palestinians in Ramallah they captured two IDF reservists and they murdered them in an office building, held up their bloodied hands to the cheering crowd. That's where the red hand comes from. Mark Ruffalo is like, I'm not an anti-Semite, but you literally wore on the red carpet multiple occasions a red hand button. So stop it. We got a lot more on the way. Huey Long, Iran, more. Stick with us. As we move, our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends at Ghostbed. Ghostbed's just the best bed that's out there. It's the best mattress. I have a Ghostbed. I love my Ghostbed. And with Ghostbed, you're just getting the best materials out of the gate. You just notice that it's made better. The materials, the construction. Here's the other thing with Ghostbed. So it's like 106 degrees today in Texas. It was 111. That's a real number. 11 million, probably by the end of this week. So it's hot as all get out. And it doesn't matter how cold the air is, right? It's just hot. So with Ghostbed, you don't get hot no matter what. And the reason being is because they incorporate cooling technology in every single one of their mattresses. Now, if you get a mattress anywhere else, that's an upcharge. Quite an expensive upcharge. I know that for a fact because I got it on my last mattress and I'm still mad over it. But Ghostbed was engineered to reduce the reasons your sleep gets interrupted. It's designed to relieve pressure. It's designed to regulate temperature, support your body, and it's made right here in the US of A. If I guarantee you, if you look at some fancy hotel chains and you think that you're going to be supporting American workers and American jobs and American products by ordering mattresses from them, guess again, you're not. So you need to order from Ghostbed. It's affordable and you get a 101-night sleep trial. Try it at home because that's really how you can tell if it's going to work or not. For a limited time during Ghostbed's Labor Day sale, they're offering all of you an extra 10% off of their lowest prices of the season. Visit ghostbed.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana. That's ghostbed.com/Dana. Promo code Dana.
This is the Jonas Brothers from Hey Jonas.
We love our pets and we want to be smart about our pets. PetSmart keeps finding ways to help pet parents like us be smarter about pet parenthood.
What's great is that PetSmart helps us plan for everything we can and prepare for everything we can't. Life gets busy, especially when we're traveling or out on tour, so it's nice having options.
You can set up auto ship for your pet's essentials so you never run out of their favorites. It's one less thing to worry about. Or if you need something last minute, you can stop by your local PetSmart, order online, and pick up in-store in 2 hours or less for free, or even get free same-day delivery.
We've been spending a little extra time at PetSmart lately because we just welcomed a hamster into the family. Between River the hamster and our two dogs, it's been really easy to grab everything we need in one place, from food and treats to toys and habitat supplies. It just makes life as a pet parent a little easier.
PetSmart, they've got the smartest solutions to any pet need. Anytime, anywhere.
Shop in-store or online at PetSmart.com. PetSmart, anything for pets.
This is how eBay Live usually goes. You tune into a stream just to browse. Then something rare pops up for a total steal, like a vintage handbag or a rookie baseball card. The bids start flying and browsing quickly turns into, I have to have this. And guess what? You win. And it's a rush because everyone else wanted it too, but you got it. On eBay Live, you don't just watch the action. You're in it. Download the eBay app to watch live and shop live. eBay Live. Things people love.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom here of this second hour. This is already happening so quickly. Well, part of it was we were listening to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. I was waiting for him to punch someone just because I have come to not just secretly hope for it, but to expect it. But he did, rhetorically, punched Iran by announcing the way that Trump puts it, it's Iran's D-Day, economically speaking. And as I was explaining, I think this gives a lot of insight into POTUS's strategy of stop, go, stop, go. But also, it's more than just about the limitations of Iran's chaos. It's also about limiting the expansion of China. And considering that they get 80% of their oil from Iran, now they're going to have to rely on Russia. Venezuela's out. That's where they were getting a lot of the super sludge from. But these promises that Bessent is delivering, could this be the thing that collapses Iran? POTUS said that they were collapsing. For this, let's go to our very good friend. He's on an hour earlier with us, and it's perfect timing, too. Stephen Yates, at Steve Yates on X, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's an expert on all things China. He was communicating with the Bessent people. We'll just put it like that. But he also has a brand new podcast, which I love this name, Nation States with Yates, which you can download on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you get podcasts. He joins us now via video. My good friend, so what can we expect? What is Besant actually, what do we know with any specificity of what he's going to do? And how badly is this going to affect China? I mean, we hear that Iran's currency, the rial, is just plummeting. What's going to be the outcome from this?
Well, Dana, I think this is an important contribution to what I think has been a what I would call a smart power approach to avoiding an Iraq 2.0, but also avoiding the mistakes of the past, where we sort of put pressure with the purpose of trying to force negotiation. I think what the secretary was trying to clarify with this is not trying to push the regime to come back to the negotiating table, although they're welcome to give that a go. He's called this is Operation Economic Outcast. And I love the byline of it, of zero leakage. So basically, zero leakage means, you know, they're really going to get cut off from the international financial system. And the administration, at least by the Treasury Secretary and his colleagues in the cabinet, are going to be going to countries and other entities and saying, look, you're going to have to make a choice. Are you going to allow for leakage? We want no leakage. And if you do, these penalties are going to apply to you just as much as they do to Iran. And I think that this is true maximum pressure that should genuinely cripple this regime quickly. They already don't have the ability to export from Karg Island. They are already in economic distress. And now I think the way the secretary put it, those soldiers, sort of like at the end of the Cold War, they had to make a choice. Do you want to keep taking orders or would you rather stop shooting your own citizens and take a different course? And that's what the regular military in Iran needs to choose. We're going to leave aside the theocrats, maniacs, and special police. We don't expect them to bend. But so to me, this could have happened earlier if I'd have had my druthers. They're also making clear that while they're not putting names and stuff out publicly, it's going to apply to everybody, which means it's got to go to that big country that you named and I will name in China. They have to stop being the Iranian regime's biggest enabler or face these consequences. I just say to the Treasury and everyone else, deliver, and I think this can work.
I was reading this headline, I think it was over at the New York Times, discussing how China still believes that it can resist these economic threats on Iran. Why? I mean, can it, or is that just posturing to as a way to maybe put the United States off of doing this if we think it's not going to have any kind of repercussions against China?
Well, two things I think we have to remember. You know it, and I just think the public needs to hold on to it. Autocrats, theocrats, the world's bad guys, whether they're Iran or in Beijing, they tend to say a lot. They talk a big game. And certainly the Iranians would try to throw a lot of shade our way through this whole process of how they're enduring and all that. Life sucks for them right now, and it's going to suck more. And I think with China, it isn't a picnic for them. There are sectors of their economy that are humming along, but the Chinese people don't need anyone to tell them that outside of the small percentage that are just humming along on the tech sector, it's not an easy life in China right now. The banking sector's in stress. The real estate sector's been in distress. They have a population that's going down, not up. And so they've got real challenges. This squeeze definitely affects them. And the last thing they can afford is to have key parts of their industry bounced out of the U.S. dollar financial system. So if Treasury delivers, China has to take this seriously. Hopefully the president stays firm. The biggest variable all of us have is when President Trump talks to Chairman Xi, is it our great relationship and everything's going along and he promised me this? Or are we going to put the bat to the ball and say, you know, they promised one thing. If they don't deliver, the bat's going to go on that ball hard.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and this, goodness, does this, to you, should this explain to a lot of the American people who are, you know, wondering why is it that POTUS gears up and we move very quickly in Iran and then we stop, full stop, and then we wait for a while. And it seems that Iran kind of rebuilds and rearms itself. But is that really just laying the stage for what Besant was announcing today? I mean, obviously, that's a huge part of the strategy. But it seems that for the one of the first times, it seems really like economic penalties first, more so than military with this. Is that, do you think that's a good way to explain that to folks who are wondering why does POTUS go stop? Start.
Well, I just avoid trying to explain why the president does what he does. And I just sort of look at, does the ball move? And in a lot of ways, there's a part of his sort of mojo that I don't get in terms of how he is delivering on it. Mm. But then when I see the ball's moved, and it very well could be that in August, we are with better allies who are better positioned to impose more of this full expulsion of the Iranian regime from the international financial networks than we were at the beginning or even the middle of this campaign. And so we had the United Arab Emirates with a very categorical announcement of what they were doing. And believe me, there's a lot of Iranian finance and trade that was leaking through the Emirates over the many decades of Iran negotiations. And they've taken it very, very seriously now. That means that changes the narrative. This isn't all President Trump. This isn't all Uncle Sam. There are key, very powerful financial allies in the region that should affect London and other places. We can never make promises on where these nether regions of the establishment way of thinking will go. But we're in a much better position now. I just think that the line has to be drawn very clearly that all of these players have to also tell Beijing, we're not playing around. We want this problem stopped. And this is the way we avoid wider war. Mm. This is the way we put the clamps on terrorism and other uncertainty. And if you want that energy out of this region, you're going to be on our side for now. Otherwise, we have to close these financial doors.
Now, it keeps Iran from sucking up any kind of allies or empathy in the Middle East. And it also seems to neutralize China and Russia to an extent. I mean, except, you know, China's getting energy from Russia. So, I mean, from what you're saying, it kind of sounds like this is sort of the approach that China maybe was hoping would not happen.
Right. And based on their experience, it hasn't happened in the past. They've always been able to negotiate wiggle room and exceptions. There's always been some greater strategic equity at play, why we couldn't put our foot down hard on North Korea, Iran, or other problems because we had some other bigger equity at play. But I just punctuate, even though I am now a proud member of Podcastistan, sort of, this also puts the lie to those who lied to your face, I say to America, that this approach to pushing down the Iranian regime was going to cost hundreds of thousands of American lives, was going to take us into years of war. By using truly economic nuclear weapons, we are avoiding the mistakes of the past in a way that allows America to still be strong, to still shape where things are going to go. And it basically ends what I think has been this false choice of appeasement and endless negotiation or quagmires and writing constitutions for other countries. And I think that is a major strategic down payment, regardless how this plays out.
Talking with our good friend Stephen Yates, who you can follow at Steve Yates on X. This, a couple of things here. Because we are going to have a Xi visit. That's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I mean, because after all of this.
Question.
Yeah. So are we going to be able to do something like POTUS did with Putin when he made him walk down the tarmac and it was almost like the Willy Wonka, like walking from the Willy Wonka, you know, factory out to the gates to meet all the kids that won the golden ticket and it was real awkward and he fell down and then they had the flyover overhead. Can we have something like that with Xi Jinping or is he too controlled? It's kind of a silly question, but I am fascinated.
I would certainly vote for that. And I pop popcorn. I love all that stuff. That's another one of those things that no one before Trump even tried. And I thought it was a home run trying to do that. I don't know that Winnie the Pooh can make his way sort of the way Pooty Poot did. Putin is a little bit puffy these days. Mm. So I don't know that he's in the best of health. Mm. But Xi, I don't know if you remember the walk through the secret forest in Zhongnanhai when
yes.
he was showing President Trump the trees. She wasn't exactly setting any land speed records doing that either. So I don't know. The president's going to be welcoming him in Washington. We did just have a street race there. It'd be cool to do some fun stuff to show off America's 250th when she comes through in September. But I expect this will be more of one of the staged things where you have maybe some things in the South Lawn, maybe some things in the White House proper, because it's really going to be a one-day thing. Xi Jinping doesn't want to expose himself to too much negotiation on this trip. He's skipping the United Nations, just coming for the visit.
Interesting. Very interesting. We're talking with our friend Stephen Yates. I wanted to ask you as well, because I'm sure part of the discussion is going to be the story that came out. I was reading from The Independent. The U.S. is demanding that China free a detained American, this ahead of this September visit. Tell us a little bit about that. This scholar, a U.S. citizen, was wrongfully detained, a formerly classified U.S. citizen, wrongfully detained following his arrest by Chinese authorities in June. And so human rights organizations are demanding that he be released. Is that going to be something that you think POTUS brings up?
He has a track record of bringing up individual cases, and this is one that's gotten some prominence. Now, I would say to fellow citizens, if you have maybe, like present company, said some uncomplimentary things to the commie leader of China, or if you belong to some organizations that that government has said they hate, like Falun Gong and some other groups, don't go to conferences in China. Don't accept the invitation. Don't set yourself up to be taken. Doesn't mean the taking is right. And I think that the president can and should raise the case and demand that an American citizen be released. But I'd say, you know, whether you're engaged in commerce or academia or whatever, look, just don't play around with these guys at this point. They're not on our side. You don't need to go there to get your research done. The president's got a track record of raising Jimmy Lai. He raised another pastor that is an American citizen who's been released, Pastor Jin. So I expect he would keep that track record up in this particular matter.
Well, this is going to be fascinating to watch. And I cannot wait to talk with you after the Xi visit, because I'm sure you're going to see a whole bunch of things that no one else picked up. Our very good friend, Stephen Yates. And make sure you go check out his podcast, Nation States with Yates, Apple, Spotify, everywhere else, at Steve Yates on X. Always so good to see you, my friend. Appreciate you. Thank you.
As always, thank you so much, Dana. Take good care.
You too. We've got a lot more on the way as we roll. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is in existence. Patriot Mobile offers premium nationwide service on all three major U.S. networks, so you get reliable coverage wherever you are. They also have a dual network capability, so you can run two networks on one device. You don't have to carry multiple phones. If this is part of your work and you're tired of juggling phones, this is going to be a huge help to you. They also have tons of additional services, international roaming, U.S.-based customer support as well. I've used them all over the world. I've never had an issue. It's been my and my family's cell phone service for well over a decade now. And they make it easy to switch. If you're in a contract, they literally have a contract buyout program. You can keep your number, keep your phone. You can upgrade and get all new everything. It's up to you. You can transfer all of your service in just minutes. And every customer call is answered by real people based right here in Texas. It's a Texas-born and bred company. And they protect what you vote for at the ballot box with monetary momentum, superior coverage, products, and customer service. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Dana for a free month of service. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, promo code Dana.
This is the Jonas Brothers from Hey Jonas.
We love our pets and we want to be smart about our pets. PetSmart keeps finding ways to help pet parents like us be smarter about pet parenthood.
What's great is that PetSmart helps us plan for everything we can and prepare for everything we can't. Life gets busy, especially when we're traveling or out on tour, so it's nice having options.
You can set up auto ship for your pet's essentials, so you never run out of their favorites. It's one less thing to worry about. Or if you need something last minute, you can stop by your local PetSmart, order online, and pick up in-store in 2 hours or less for free, or even get free same-day delivery.
We've been spending a little extra time at PetSmart lately because we just welcomed a hamster into the family. Between River the hamster and our two dogs, it's been really easy to grab everything we need in one place, from food and treats to toys and habitat supplies. It just makes life as a pet parent a little easier.
PetSmart, they've got the smartest solutions to any pet need, anytime, anywhere.
Shop in-store or online at PetSmart.com. PetSmart, anything for pets.
This is how eBay Live usually goes. You tune into a stream just to browse. Then something rare pops up for a total steal, like a vintage handbag or a rookie baseball card. The bids start flying and browsing quickly turns into, I have to have this. And guess what? You win. And it's a rush because everyone else wanted it too, but you got it. On eBay Live, you don't just watch the action, you're in it. Download the eBay app to watch live and shop live. eBay Live, things people love.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I mean, I am, oh man. All right, so there's some weird headlines. So an Orlando man, because we have a whole thing about the flock cameras, is accused of spray painting flock cameras across two counties. I know, okay, it's like, this sounds like very what the French people did with the red light, or with the red light, with the, yeah, the red light cameras that they had. So a 43-year-old man apparently spray painted six of them green. Other flock cameras caught him. So now he faces felony charges for defacing the flock cameras. I mean, I don't think you should hurt other people's property because we aren't Marxists, so we do believe in property rights. However, I also don't think that being in public means that you're consenting to having everything recorded. However, I also simultaneously believe that there are a lot of misunderstandings about flock. However, I'm still not a fan of them because I just don't think that me being in public is consent. Do you know what I mean? It's just weird. I don't like it. I'm just weird about it.
That's not weird.
Is it, well, because some people are like, Dana, you just don't, this is a whole other topic of debate. They're like, Dana, you just don't understand the cameras. I'm so tired of jackasses who are dumber than me telling me that I don't understand something that I clearly do. And I get very violent over this and can articulate better. Just because I disagree with someone's level of comfort about being surveilled does not mean that I don't understand how the surveillance works. Good grief.
And by the way, a government entity using my money to spy on me? Also, not a huge fan.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not a big fan of that. I just don't know. I get weird about it. Well, that's another discussion. Hold up, because we're getting all mad about it right now. I can tell. We're both working ourselves up. I didn't know you could do this. Okay. So a man ordered a whole cooked gator off of Facebook Marketplace in Florida, quote, found that sucker in his backyard. That's the quote. I didn't know you could do that, but I guess so. Gabriel Rivera, apparently, he's a social media foodie, and he likes trying local delicacies. So he literally got an alligator platter from Facebook Marketplace. Okay. I don't know that I would just like order something off Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, because apparently he parked in this Tampa neighborhood and this man approached his vehicle, his arms loaded up with a huge pan of foil wrapped food. And he goes, special order for you, slid it into the driver's side window. And it was literally a full on gator, head and teeth, basted in bright red barbecue sauce. And he got it all. Okay, would you? I am not going to just like order food randomly from someone's house that I ain't seen on Facebook. I don't even do buffets, y'all, because I get weird about it. I don't eat from a kitchen I ain't seen. That's just my rule. Would you feel comfortable doing that? That's the actual big story. Not that it's gator. It's that he ate cooked food from someone's house. We have a lot more on the way as we roll into Days of These United States. The folks who make the program possible, it's the people over at Alliance Defending Freedom who have been the tip of the spear for so many fights. They're on the front lines defending freedom and values, free speech, religious liberty, parental rights, sanctity of life. They won a major landmark free speech victory at the Supreme Court on behalf of a Christian counselor. They've been fighting these huge cultural and legal battles, and they're working to protect women's sports through common sense legislation as well, not just in the courtroom, but also in state capitals around the country. It's not just about winning one case or one election. It's about defending God-given rights of everybody. But ADF can't do it alone. They rely on the generosity of people like you to continue fighting these battles in the courtroom, in the state legislatures, wherever your freedoms are under attack. Right now, your gift can have double the impact. For a limited time, every dollar you give to ADF is matched. So 25 is 50, 50 is 100. But the matching opportunity won't last forever. It's available only while matching funds last. So if you believe freedom is worth defending, now's the time to act. Visit joinadf.com/Dana or text Dana to 83848. Have your gift to Alliance Defending Freedom doubled. That's joinadf.com/Dana or text Dana to 83848.
This is the Jonas Brothers from Hey Jonas.
We love our pets and we want to be smart about our pets. PetSmart keeps finding ways to help pet parents like us be smarter about pet parenthood.
What's great is that PetSmart helps us plan for everything we can and prepare for everything we can't. Life gets busy, especially when we're traveling or out on tour. So it's nice having options.
You can set up auto ship for your pet's essentials so you never run out of their favorites. It's one less thing to worry about. Or if you need something last minute, you can stop by your local PetSmart, order online, and pick up in-store in 2 hours or less for free, or even get free same-day delivery.
We've been spending a little extra time at PetSmart lately because we just welcomed a hamster into the family. Between River the hamster and our two dogs, it's been really easy to grab everything we need in one place, from food and treats to toys and habitat supplies. It just makes life as a pet parent a little easier.
PetSmart, they've got the smartest solutions to any pet need, anytime, anywhere.
Shop in-store or online at PetSmart.com. PetSmart, anything for pets.
This is how eBay Live usually goes. You tune into a stream just to browse. Then something rare pops up for a total steal, like a vintage handbag or a rookie baseball card. The bids start flying, and browsing quickly turns into, I have to have this. And guess what? You win. And it's a rush, because everyone else wanted it too, but you got it. On eBay Live, you don't just watch the action, you're in it. Download the eBay app to watch live and shop live. eBay Live. Things people love.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Because, of course, in this dystopian social media era, everything is a conspiracy. Nothing is real. Bad things don't happen. Every real story is just fed slop. The real story is some convoluted, nefarious plot by the Jews.
What? That's so crazy.
Whatever the opposite of Occam's razor is, that's TikTok. We have lost our damn minds. I really think that COVID fried people's brains and that they've simply never recovered. We were gaslit to hell, of course. Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, funded the development of the virus. He lied about the lab leak.
So it came from a wet market in the same place where there's this huge lab that does all the kind of development of exactly what this thing is. That's some coincidence.
They lied about the threat to kids. They locked everyone down.
I wear a mask to school. I wear a mask to school.
It was like some horrendous globalized Stanford prison experiment. Our institutions completely eviscerated their own reputation and dignity. Gavin Newsom locked us down and then had a fancy dinner with friends at the French Laundry. The science told us that if you went paddleboarding alone in the middle of the ocean, you needed to be arrested for killing grandma.
Yeah. We all remember this. I was telling the guys on break that I really think that Spencer Pratt and this, as we approach this whole post-Trump era in the Republican Party, that he may have the best formula organically of that candidate to transition from Trump's personality to something different. Because Pratt's just being Pratt. That's how he's always been. And he's right about all of this. By the way, you know who Fauci reminded me of? And we'll come back to what Pratt was saying. But Fauci, do you guys remember the movie The Burbs?
Of course.
Do you all? If you've never seen this movie, it is your homework this week. I demand everyone see it. It has Tom Hanks, Carrie Fisher, Bruce Dern, who is the best character and is hysterical in this film. It is hysterical and it's kind of like a whodunit sort of. But there's a doctor, it's the crazy neighbors, the Klopex, next door to Tom Hanks and his family. And it's the brother, Dr. Werner Klopek. That is who Dr. Fauci reminds me of. I kid you not.
This is the Jonas Brothers from Hey Jonas.
We love our pets, and we want to be smart about our pets. PetSmart keeps finding ways to help pet parents like us be smarter about pet parenthood.
What's great is that PetSmart helps us plan for everything we can and prepare for everything we can't. Life gets busy, especially when we're traveling or out on tour, so it's nice having options.
You can set up auto ship for your pet's essentials, so you never run out of their favorites. It's one less thing to worry about. Or if you need something last minute, you can stop by your local PetSmart, order online, and pick up in-store in 2 hours or less for free, or even get free same-day delivery.
We've been spending a little extra time at PetSmart lately because we just welcomed a hamster into the family. Between River the hamster and our two dogs, it's been really easy to grab everything we need in one place, from food and treats to toys and habitat supplies. It just makes life as a pet parent a little easier.
PetSmart, they've got the smartest solutions to any pet need, anytime, anywhere.
Shop in-store or online at PetSmart.com. PetSmart, anything for pets.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. So your Monday afternoon could be filled with more rewards, more special offers, and definitely more savings when you're fueling up your car. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. There are no extra steps and no changes to your routine, just more value built into it. You earn rewards when shopping and dining out, and you always save more at the pump. So wherever your day takes you, you get a little more out of every stop along the way with Shell. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app on your phone and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think. This is how eBay Live usually goes. You tune into a stream just to browse, then something rare pops up for a total steal, like a vintage handbag or a rookie baseball card. The bids start flying and browsing quickly turns into, I have to have this. And guess what? You win. And it's a rush because everyone else wanted it too, but you got it. On eBay Live, you don't just watch the action, you're in it. Download the eBay app to watch live and shop live. eBay Live. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay. Ooh, I distracted myself with a shiny little headline. So Paramount, the studios, is now apparently in advanced discussions to establish a new headquarters in a major studio in Texas. And I was like, that would be great to bring to Dallas. But no, everybody wants to go to the purple hellhole that is Austin. Everybody wants to go to Austin for some reason. Don't know why. So now apparently they're looking at the Reed's article. Blue Bonnet Business Center, which is a 415,000 square foot facility that could be converted for offices and sound stages. So apparently no final commitment has been made yet, but that's apparently under serious discussion. This is not the first time that I've heard this either, by the way. Not the first time. Buck Cherry, you guys remember that band? I interviewed that lead singer once way back in the day. I know, when I ran my own little music website. So the tour bus was involved in a fatal multi-vehicle highway accident, but apparently the band members and crew were all safe and unharmed. So that's how many? That's like, man, I don't like the odds of that. Like, always a bus accident, and then you end up like Randy Rhoads is killed or something. You know, just, is there a way we cannot have? Oh, it just makes me nervous. Let's see. Apparently, there are apps that will slow your texts down.
Yeah.
Or just don't answer it. If I get a text and I'm busy, I'm just not going to answer it until I have the moment. And sometimes if I don't want to answer it, I just don't answer it. You know, you can do that. Not everybody vying for your a percentage of your attention market deserves it, right? Tarantula migration season in New Mexico. Woo! I did not know that this was a thing. I really don't want to read this headline, but apparently it's a big bad thing and all the tarantulas are going on their annual migration and they're finding honeys and they're on the move in New Mexico and it's really just,
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Okay, let's talk about how women's hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different, but nobody mentions that part. That's exactly why Vella exists. They've created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater that help women navigate dryness, discomfort, and the realities of menopause. Because women deserve solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones changed. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Go to VellaBio.com.
This is Scott Patterson with I Am All In with Scott Patterson. And I've got my friends along with me, too.
Scott, you know something that I've been absolutely obsessed with and completely loving as a mom of two babies now?
Tell me immediately.
My new car seat. So it's the Joy Pepper Spin SI. What makes this car seat absolutely phenomenal and out of this world is it rotates. So you put the kid in the car seat and then you swivel them into position. It has four modes of use from birth up until like big kid years. So it has a harness mode in rear facing position, the harness mode in forward facing position, high back booster mode, and backless booster mode. All those modes mean this is only one car seat that we will need from birth to approximately 12 years old. How amazing is that?
Well, and guess what? I'm in the backless booster mode because my nieces are getting older, but we still need the booster seats.
So a couple of my friends are pregnant right now expecting, and my cousin just had twin girls, and I've seen firsthand how messy things can be. But this seat cover is easy to remove, and it's machine washable fabrics for life's unexpected messes.
We want to make your life easier as a parent, auntie, grandparent, whoever you are. So we've got a special promo just for you. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026. That's J-O-I-E, baby.com. Use code ALLIN20. That's ALLIN20.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Monday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Find the Shell app on your phone and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.